Testing 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Yeah, testing 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Yeah.
Oh, man. God damn it. Ah.
All right. What's wrong with you, you motherfucker? What's wrong with this goddamn fucking TriCaster, man? Don't fuck with me, man. I don't have time for this shit right now, man. Who do you think is, who do you think has not testing 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 10, 6, 7, 9, 10, 2? This is Jeff Doubter, and this is... Why is that on soft, man? What is that about, bitch? What's that about, man? Don't ask me, man. Don't ask me, man. And, of course, the phone is just completely fucked. Is that... Because they tried to reset this. They tried to reset this shit at the phone company, and we're not able to do it. So we have the phone company coming out. Testing 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Test. Now, look at this. Now it fucking works!
Now it motherfucking works.
The fuck? I got the fucking bitch phone company coming. If this fucking thing stays good through Thursday, I'm good because I got a fucking appointment to get my fucking shots because we're going to the Maldives next month, right? And I got to get shots for beriberi, you know, you every kind of the fucking Tonga River fever. Yeah.
Yeah, Mr. Henry, you want to go and get Tonga River fever?
I'm not getting Tonga River fever, man.
Oh, yeah, right. I mean, what are you talking about, man? All the time you was on in Miami, you were going, yeah, I got affected.
Well, it's cured, okay? Jeff, that wasn't real.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it was real. Sure it was.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you.
Okay, now I hear the fucking humming coming back. Maybe not. Maybe it's just my imagination, because I just potted this up, and I don't...
It ain't even...
It's not even on the phone line. It's like shit happening in my head. Oh, it's the equipment buzzing. Okay. Yeah, Tonga River fever.
Yeah, you were talking about, yeah. Hey, Mr. Henry, it's great to talk with you. There was questions I have about Tonga River fever and...
Well, Jeff, Tonga River fever never really...
I believe I'm... But...
Okay, what's up? I don't know, man. It's really iffy. Really risky, dude. Trying to do some of that shit, you know? In other words, later, bitch. I don't want to install shit. Get out of here. It's very iffy, man. Very iffy, bitch. So Thursday, I got to get my fucking... I'm going over to Ventura County Health to get my... You know, I just noticed how much like Doubter I sound. What? You know, I didn't think I sounded like that much of an idiot. So Thursday, I'm going over to... Didn't that sound a little bit... Anyway, Jeff, what do you think of that?
I mean, I think it's something you ought to...
What do you think of that, man?
I think it's something you ought to be very proud of, Mr. Henry, and I think it's something you should be very proud of. You know, I'm not saying that you shouldn't, and I'm not saying that you should. Hey, far out, look at the levels on that. It's really fucking cool. About fucking time, man.
Hey, dude.
Well, you're always bitching about it.
Yeah, Mr. Henry, I was bitching about a level. So Thursday, I'm going over to get my goddamn shots. And I also have Frontier Communication coming to the studio to check out the bitch fucking buzz in the phone, but it's gone, man. It's fucking gone. Now, I called Frontier today, and then Jane called Frontier, and they tested the line, she said. She said they actually checked the line, and they said, nah, they had to send a repair guy. So they're okay, cool. It's got to be Thursday, and there ain't nobody here Thursday except for me. So, because everybody lives in bumfuck. So, actually, I live in bumfuck. Everybody else lives in like real town. I live in real town. But it would be so cool if this fucking line is fixed and that motherfucker. I don't know. So, and then I have to get my passport renewed on the 20th because get this shit. Some countries won't allow you admission if your passport expires within 6 months of your travel date. Ain't that a bitch? God damn, look at that. Is that Lena Horne? She looks pretty fucking hot. I know that I'm not, you know, you can't hear her, but who cares? Hey, this is a black production. One of those rare films. You don't get to see these, man. I'd love to see more and more of these, man. There's a whole black film industry in the 40s, 30s, whenever the fuck it was, on up maybe into the 50s. And all black actors, performers, musicians. There she is. She looks fucking great. And, of course, in New York City, it was considered to be a real hip thing for all the white people to ride up to Harlem on the weekends and go into the Cotton Club, and everybody was suddenly, you know, asshole buddies with everybody else, and, well, we know how that is. But I don't even know if that's Lena Horne. I don't give a shit. She's gorgeous. That ain't Lena Horne. Lena Horne was skinnier, wasn't she? What do I know? You know, Mr. Henry, you know, you're a white man. You should be...
Mr. Henry, I don't know if it's very, you know, cool of a white man to be commenting on the beauty of a black woman.
Why?
Well, I don't know. You know, it just seems very racist.
That's right, man. It's very racist for me to say a black woman's beautiful.
Well, I mean, a lot of people will get the wrong idea that maybe you want to do an interracial, that you want to go interracial.
Yep, that's me.
Wow, dude.
So, this guy says, yeah. All right. So anyway, folks, that was just one fine. All right, here we go, guys. 1, 2, and a 1, 2, 3. All right, let's get out of here. You know what, man? Where can I find a joint like this? Where can I find a club like this nowadays? You know, have dinner. And while you're having dinner out on the dance floor comes these folks that are just, you know, they're entertaining the shit out of you, man. I would love that. I guess it costs a lot of bread to be on the floor, though, huh? You got to get the old ringside seat. Marie and I were in Paris whenever it was, like, 8 million years, 20 years ago we get to Paris. So we go to the Moulin Rouge, because I guess you, I didn't, you know, I heard of it, and it's a big tourist attraction, and I had no idea that anything that was going on at the Moulin Rouge the night we went there had anything whatsoever to do with the way it used to be back in, I guess, the 19th century when it was in its heyday, or maybe the 20s, I don't know what. And long story short, I literally slipped the guy a $20 bill so that they move us on the floor, but we're still like, you know, 10 or 20 people back. And then the show starts, and Maria had the comment of the night. She said, the women are gorgeous. She said, the men are fucking ugly. That was her comment on the Moulin Rouge. And here we have Tabitha Wilson. She's, and this is Bob Belcracky and the rest of the kids. Thank you. Thanks a lot. Yeah. But did you do anything? No, I'm just coming out and bowing. All right. Here's another guy that didn't do shit. He's coming out and bowing. He's just wearing a funny looking jacket. We just sent people out to bow, and then you think they did something, but they didn't. Now, here we have. I had to turn this up, man, so I can hear what the hell. Wait a minute. Uh-oh. Hold on. That ain't Lena Horne. Thank you.
Peter Rogers Organization, Worldwide Television.
It is. All right, well, we missed that.
During the 10-day shoot of The Duke Is Tops, the producers ran out of money and couldn't afford to pay the cast.
Oh, great.
Lena Horne's husband wanted her to
cook, Lena Horne?
But Horne had that performer's ethic of the show must go on. So she finished the film without being paid. But she didn't attend the premiere because her husband was still angry about the money. 6 years later, Horne and that husband got divorced, and by then she was well on her way to becoming a big star, working at MGM Studios. When she signed that agreement, she became one of the first black performers to be given a long-term contract by a major studio. But it wasn't easy for her to get adequate roles. At first, MGM simply placed Horne in various musicals like Thousands Cheer, where she'd sing a song or two and then leave. The idea
right.
being that her scenes could be cut if her presence offended anyone in the South.
Get a load of that shit. Fuck those redneck motherfuckers.
She really got to shine. The first of which we have for you next, made by MGM and directed by Vincent Minnelli. Stay with us for more Summer Under the Stars with Lena Horne.
How about that, huh? Very interesting. I think that kind of shit's interesting. That's the untold history of America, man. There's another guy, you know, that I follow on Instagram and on Twitter. You know, George Christie, who is the was the Ventura Hell's Angels president, but he has a fascinating Instagram and Twitter account, because he has all kinds of history of 1% motorcycle clubs, you know, the outlaw bike culture, that kind of thing, and a lot about the Hell's Angels, but a lot about other groups. A lot of film clips, a lot of photographs, a lot of early Hell's Angels stuff. And I just think that you know, there's all kinds of history that isn't told. You should consider that, because not because it's politically incorrect, but because it's socially frightening to people. The history of gay people in America. Where do you go to find that? There's several, many, many books out. But I dare say it's probably not part of any standard curriculum in school. The history of Black Hollywood. It's a big fucking story, man. The history of Black America is not even close to being told. And in America, we have this very interesting thing. White people, I'm telling you, I don't give a flying fuck what they say. They just get kind of, they go, oh, yeah, sure. But there's only they have this much tolerance for it. And then they start to get bitchy and whiny about it. You know, I guarantee you, man, talk about Black history in America, and there's one white motherfucker out there getting bitchy and whiny about it, you know. And then it's kind of, there's more and more and fucking more and more, you know. So finally, what is he? There's Jimmy Stewart's playing it. What is it? I can't do that. Oh, there's George Kennedy with Jimmy Stewart. I don't really give a shit. Okay, so getting back to where we were here, I don't understand. You know what they're saying? Yeah, there it's back. It's fucking back. God damn you, piece of shit. The fucking line's left open too long or something. That's really too bad, man. I wonder if it's a bad line, if it's a bad cord. I went out today looking for those old cords that, you know, went from the wall to the landline phones. Remember the ones, the little funny plug? And they are not anywhere that I could. I mean, I'll try, probably try Radio Shack or something. But I did go, gee, guess where I went? AT&T. I went to, like, phone places. They don't... Hey, come on, what's the fucking deal here with this motherfucker, huh? Why is this thing not connecting now, man? What is the problem? What's the major fucking malfunction this bitch has got now? Huh? What's the story here, man? Why is it not fucking ringing? Maybe the fucking box is going. I don't know. Come on, man. What's the problem here? It's fucking working a minute ago. What's the problem, man?
Testing. See, it's good now.
I'm gonna leave this thing open, see what...
Testing.
What is the story with this thing?
Yeah, you know, I'm gonna leave the line open if it's okay, Mr. Henry.
Go ahead. Anyway, welcome to the world-famous Phil Henry Show. Let's talk to Margaret. Margaret?
Well, I'm at home, Phil, with Frank Gray. This is Margaret Gray. I'm at home with Frank Gray. And
we're home, Phil, until further.
Until you need us. Is that all right?
Yeah, that's great. Let's go to Bud Dickman.
Yes, Bud Dickman here reporting. And do that, man. I'm over at Mavis Leonard's house. Robert's here.
And this Mavis Leonard here on the extension, Phil. We're the only people on Earth that have landlines, the people that are on your program. I hope you appreciate that. I hope you appreciate that very readily.
I do. Yes, I do.
I'll give this back to Bud. And
yeah, Bud's got it. He can handle it.
I hope he can handle it, because all you're doing is sitting on a couch eating a White Diamond almonds.
Shit.
It is just fucking maddening. I don't know what's causing it, man. I don't think it's the phone, because every one of these phones is fucked up. Testing 1, 2, 3. How many people have landlines anymore? Are there landlines out there? Oh, fuck. All right, let's see here, man. And Margaret, are you at home?
Well, no, Phil, I'm not at home. You can tell that I'm driving with Frank. Frank, slow it down, for Christ's sake.
I gotta get out of here.
It's Mavis. Excuse me for a minute. I have to take a piss. This phone would goddamn stay good, man. We'd have a show to do, because I had a couple of Bobby things I wanted to do. Where are you, Bobby? Here you go. I don't like that show, man. That NFL Good Morning Football and... Who said this? Please, who said this? Christian author Eric Metaxas. Maybe God sent Donald Trump to be president because he hates us and he wants us to fucking repent. Maybe that's it. Maybe God let Donald Trump happen. Okay, all right, so what we'll do here is... I'm going to look for this Bobby thing.
Can that remind him... Interesting things, you know.
What do you want, motherfucker? You want to go outside? Thunder? Jesus, every fucking show. Come on. Wanna go outside? Come on. Let's go outside. Come on, Thunder. So far, so good with this motherfucking phone, but you never know. Where you at, Bobby? Where's the windswept sounds of Butner Lake? Oxnard, California, Dallas Cowboys training camp. Man, that's right down the goddamn road from me. Right down the goddamn road. What I ought to do is I ought to take the remote equipment and... Nah. I don't want to do that. Bore the fucking shit out of me. Or just sit there and just be in a folding chair. Just, we're here, the thing, and we're at the thing. Very slow, very slow, very bad. There it is.
You're all right, 11, 7, crap, 11.
That's right, bitch. It doesn't last very long, does it? Testing 1, 2. I think that's good, man. Look at the size of that woman. Oh, that's Lindsay Rhodes? She looks like she's 18 feet tall with those fucking bell bottoms. That's interesting. It's interesting how that will not stay looping. Okay. All right. Okay. Let's see. Okay. So we're ready? Yeah. Probably not, but let's do it. Okay. Yeah. Mm-hmm. All right. Turn that down. It's the phone. Bobby, how you been?
Well, I'm good, Phil, but, you know, God help you with this phone system. Christ on a crash.
Okay. Testing. We got to get our shit together here, man, because we do not have our shit together at all on any of this shit. We really don't, man. You know, just we got to start getting professional around here. Levels are too low, this and that, this and that, this and that, this and that, and this some other shit, man. I'm about, you know what I had to do? Quit being cheap and just spring for a fucking ton of equipment. Anyway. All right.
And now, I hope you'd understand
that that's a thing. Yeah, all right.